With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. One member of the House panel that will investigate the attempted assassination of Donald Trump says he'll focus on the training of Secret Service agents. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Congressman David Joyce says the close call cannot be blamed on a shortage of resources.
They have the people. It's whether or not the people are properly trained.
Joyce telling the Salem Radio Network the lapses that occurred on July 13th were so glaring as to be hard to fathom.
And the idea that they would let somebody inside the perimeter like this, or just defer to local law enforcement without having to walk through and knowing where everybody's at?
Congressman Joyce is part of the 13-member bipartisan House panel that will investigate the attempted assassination. Bob Agnew reporting.
One of the three Americans who are back on U.S. soil after being released by Russian authorities looks back on his captivity. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
American Paul Whelan has decided on one thing after being held by Russia since December 2018.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm home. Yeah. I'm never going back there again.
Whelan, who was serving a 16-year prison sentence after being convicted of espionage, says his detention in Russia was pure nonsense.
I went on a two-week vacation, you know. The FSB grabbed me, said I was a spy. I'm apparently a general in the Army.
Whelan and journalists Evan Gershkovich and Alsu Kermisheva will spend time on Joint Base San Antonio, Texas, being checked by doctors and getting some rest. I'm Donna Warder.
Family members of a 12-year-old Houston girl allegedly killed by two Venezuelans who entered the U.S. illegally are supporting legislation that would limit immigration authorities' ability to release immigrants they detain. A rough day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 610 points, the Nasdaq dropped 417, the S&P 500 lower by 100. This is SRN News. The Bible will be added to lesson plans in Oklahoma's public schools.
In a move mandated by state lawmakers this summer, Oklahoma will incorporate the Bible into school lesson plans. The state issued new guidance saying teachers should focus on the Bible's historical, literary, artistic, and musical influences. Superintendent of Public Instruction Ryan Walters told the Washington Examiner, quote, "The woke radicals will not like it, they will not believe it, however, they will teach it in Oklahoma." Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Nigerian bishop in the United Methodist Church has resigned in protest of the denomination's stance on homosexuality. The UMC has been split after allowing same-sex marriage. In a letter, Nigerian Bishop John Wesley Yohana wrote that he and all the delegates in the Nigerian Episcopal area were leaving the UMC and joining the more conservative Global Methodist Church. This is SRN News. There's an air of caution in Israelis mark the Sabbath. The latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
Israel's weekly anticipation of the Sabbath at sundown on Friday is moving noticeably off-center as room for the en masse expectation of an attempted retaliation sweeps the nation. The killings of Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh, brazenly carried out on terror patron Iran's home field by an explosive device secreted in his VIP guest quarters some time ago, and the aerial strike that eliminated senior Hezbollah commander Fuad Shukr in the proxy capital city of Beirut, add embarrassment and humiliation to the already skyrocketing anger behind the calls for reaction in kind. A familiar form of Mideast gallows humor has overtaken conversations as the nation navigates the weekend with caution. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.